So in this week's parsha, Parsha's Noach, we have a Kadosh Baruch Hu promises that he's not going to bring a Mabul to the world again, and he shows Noach a ois, a sign in the Shemayim that represents the bris between him and the Rosham and the world, that he's not going to bring a Mabul again, and that's the Keshes. So Chazal, or Masak and a Baruchu, when we see a Keshes, we say Baruchu Zocher HaBris, V'ne'eman b'brisoy v'kayam b'ma'amaroy. Shabarsham is Zocher HaBris. When he sees the ois that he does, he remembers the shua that he made, that he promised he will not bring a mabul again. V'ne'eman b'brisoy, even though the Barsham is tempted not to listen to it because there's so many abeiras involved, he still keeps it. As a matter of fact, and we say v'kayam b'ma'amaroy, which means even if the Barsham would have just said a mimer without a shua, we know that he would keep it. So we say these three parts to the bracha: Zocher Bris, V'ne'eman B'Brisoy, V'Kayam B'Ma'amaroy. So a person says a bracha when he sees a rainbow, he says anything except bracha. So the first thing that the Shulchan Aruch points out, this bracha is said, but like the Torah says, when the Barsham is bringing rain, and then there is a keshes, that was a time where there was potentially a claim against the world. The Barsham withheld it because of the bris. So if a person sees a rainbow by Niagara, by waterfalls, you have a lot of mist in the air and it creates a rainbow, you don't make a bracha on that. That's not indicative of this issue at all. There's no bracha on the rainbow that you would see by a waterfall. The interesting question comes up. Mr. Burr brings a question. He's not sure when we say that you see a keshes. How much of the keshes do you have to see? A full rainbow is the half circle. Do you have to see the full half circle to make the bracha or not? So based on the rule, when we have a suffix and a bracha, we do not make the bracha. Suffix bracha is the hook, we do not make the bracha. So a person only see a partial rainbow, he does not make the bracha. However, there are those who explain that what the Mishnah Berurah is talking about, a case where only a partial rainbow was actually in the sky, but a case where there was a full rainbow, but you for whatever reason only seeing part of it, then you would make the bracha.
How
would you know? That's a hard question. Sometimes when it's clearly cloudy,
you have buildings blocking most of it, but you can see one end and the other end.
Right. So, but the case where it's clearly cloudy in the sky, so then as far as from our vantage point from down here, the rainbow is not. There's only partial rainbow. But if there's something blocking it, etc., those type of things, so then you would assume you the whole thing is there, you would make a bracha. If the person sees multiple rainbows, you make one bracha for all of them. That sometimes you can have a reflection of the rainbow, so you can see like a secondary rainbow. So that one bracha covers both. However, a different scenario: let's say that rains and then the clouds cleared up, and you saw a rainbow, and then then later on in the day, it got cloudy again, it rained again, and then you had the rainbow a second time. You'd make a new bracha. Each time, for each rain which has the rainbow, you would be saying a bracha. The chiyuv is to say it immediately as you see it.
Is it if you're not sure there is a full rainbow, then you wouldn't say it?
So, based on the rule, some bracha is lahaka, you will not make a bracha in that situation. That, let's say a person hears that there's a rainbow outside, he's allowed to go look for the rainbow, but on the other hand, because I'll say, don't talk about it. Why? Because that's the reason why there's a rainbow is because two things: the generation is a problem, and the Barsham is nice. So there's a nice thing about it. The Barsham is very nice. So you make a bracha on that. You're also, when you talk about it, you're also saying, you know, we were really deserving of destruction because we're such a mess. So it's as the Gemara says, that it's the idea of saying over a bad report is something which we should not do. So now the Gemara says this in regards to actually publicizing somebody passed away. The Gemara says a story that Rav Chiya, Rav was a nephew of Rav Chiya, both from his mother's side and from the father's side. Rav's father and mother were half siblings to Rav Chiya. Rav's father was Rav Chiya's half sibling from Rav Chiya's, from the father's side, and they married each other. They weren't related. They married each other. So Rav left Babel and went up there to Israel, and so he goes to see his uncle Rav Chiya. Rav Chiya says, "So is your father alive?" He says, "My mother's doing good. Why don't you ask me about my mother?" He says, "Is your mother doing? Why don't you ask me about the father?" In other words, both of them have passed away. Right? So, Marissa, why didn't you just say it directly? Because you don't talk about the fact people passing away. That's not a. So one of the questions is nowadays, and we do it all the time. There's a whole that they announced that the Gatsu Shalayim that so and so passed away. So, but to say whether the Kesh is, you know, that never mind. But like, you know, that's let's get it straight. So, it doesn't seem to be that we're so worried about that issue of Moitzi Diba Huxil, who sort of passes to their negative reports as a fool. We don't seem to bother with that.
Was it that the Gemara was saying Stam versus the announcements, or there's a Toelis of someone going to the Levaya?
So the difference could be that's a possibility of a person going to the Levaya. But you see clearly that after it's irrelevant, you shouldn't talk about it. So I come home and say, I saw a rainbow. Why'd you say that? But we now, interesting question with the person we grapple with, if you see a rainbow at nighttime. So give me this look, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Give me a look, right? Mm-hmm. So it's actually possible when it's a full moon, and the moon is either right after moonrise or right before moonset, mm-hmm. if there's a rain and then the rain clears, you can see a rainbow. Mm-hmm. So
that would be a sight.
That'd be a sight, right? I mean,
just to go back, what about telling someone about a rainbow so that they can make a bracha?
No, so
you don't do that.
Yeah. So the person said that the person would see it at nighttime, you would make a bracha on the rainbow as well. Okay? A person did not make the bracha immediately when he saw it, as long as the rainbow is still there, he can make the bracha. Once the rainbow has passed, he does not make the bracha anymore. You do not need to be staring at it while you're making the bracha. You look at it and then you say the bracha. You have to see it directly, so as opposed to seeing it through a mirror. You can see it through a window, you can see it through glass, you know, you can see it through your glasses, you can see it through binoculars. That's direct Riyah. But seeing it through a mirror, is not. This is relevant to some of the other brachas of Riyah. Talks about shooting stars, meteors, all type of things. I can see it through a telescope. So we differentiate between a telescope which is based on mirrors, or a telescope which is just a direct magnifying telescope. So that'll be relevant over here. It's not so common in regards to the Keshes, but there is a halacha that a person should not stare at a Keshes. The question is why. So the Pesukim Yecheskel describe that when he saw his vision of what's called Maaseh Merkava, this vision of this heavenly divine view of what's going on in the heavens, he said the Marikvah Hashem, the vision of the covenant of Kadosh Baruch Hu looked like the Marikeshes B'Yamanon, like the Keshes B'Yamanon. So the Keshes represents the Kvod Hashem. Kvod Hashem, like Moshe Rabbeinu, when he saw that, he hesitated to look. So Moshe Rabbeinu felt he wasn't fit to do that, we should recognize that we have the same thing.
Is the Shekhinah's Shariah on it?
It says it's Mar Kvod Hashem, so I don't know whatever that means. I have no idea what that means. One question which we have in regards to, does this bracha have to be said standing? It does not have to be said standing. A person who's blind, who's told there's a rainbow, does not make the bracha, even though the message of the Russians is Sharma, is Zerka the Bris, etc. He's feeling that message. They insert the bracha on the viewing of the rainbow, not on
awareness.
The awareness. Thank you. Okay. Yes.
I'll wait.
Okay. So that's. rainbows. So I figured while we're talking about rainbows already, talk about lightning, thunder and lightning. So our custom is to make the bracha of Osem Aseh Bereishis when we see lightning, and Shekachah Gvur Osem Alei Olam when we hear thunder. The Iker then is either one works for either one. So a person would say, flip it around, Hibiyotze. Let's say a situation of a person that you have a situation with where the lightning and the thunder clap are simultaneous. You only make one bracha. The preferred bracha in that situation is Osem Aseh Bereishis.
Does that, I mean, is there a certain time period that they can be within each other, that they can be
Techa Dibra?
Techa Dibra.
Yeah, so that gives you a second. We assume Techa Dibra is 1.3 seconds. Which.
Is it practical? Sorry. Is it practical to say one bracha on both at the same time, or is it good to, if you
no,
separate?
No, once you, in the case of the simultaneous, you should only make one bracha. Right.
Osem
Aseh Bereishis, yeah. The question which comes up, I've had this question multiple times. People ask me, do you have to actually see the lightning bolt, or is it enough just to see the flash of light? The flash of light is sufficient. You do not have to see the actual lightning bolt. However, one thing which they grapple with, that sometimes you're not really focusing, looking outside, and you happen to notice at the corner of your eye there seems to be this flash of light. That's not a clear vision of that, and that's questionable. So you would not make a bracha on that. It says in halacha that a person sees
on the reflection.
A reflection also not that
like
would be
on a window,
right? So that reflection is like a mirror. It says there's something called heat lightning. You don't make a bracha on heat lightning. That's not refer in a case, and therefore because of that, heat lightning does not come with thunder. So people many times will say, let's wait to hear the thunder to be confident that what I'm seeing is real lightning as opposed to heat lightning. In a case where it's raining outside or it's clearly stormy, etc., there's no need to wait. Heat lightning is something along the lines of you have a very humid day in the summer, even though it's not really cloudy, but it's very humid, and you're going to get this type of charge in the atmosphere and get some lightning. That's what, once it's a storm out there, you make the bracha. There's no need to wait for the thunder. And you actually should not wait. As soon as you see the lightning, you have a mitzvah to make the bracha. You shouldn't wait. And the bracha is you have to take the deeper to make the bracha. So you lost your bracha.
So in general, it doesn't have to be raining for it.
As long as it's cloudy and stormy, even if it's not raining,
windy,
the whole thing. I saw an interesting psak that I was never clear about. Does it have to be nearby? Sometimes you'll see like in the distance, by the horizon, it's clearly cloudy, and they're clearly having true lightning, but you're experiencing it equivalent to heat lightning because it's so far away. You just see some flashes here and there without hearing the thunder. So I was never clear about that. So I looked into it now. I found that you do make a bracha in that situation as well. You really have a chiyuv to make a bracha on every thunder lightning which takes place during the storm. But we have a rule. You make a bracha once, you're having in mind everything in the storm. So the first time you make it, it covers everything. But it doesn't work retroactively. That's why you don't want to wait and say, well, I'll make it on the next one. Well, when you made it on the next one, you ended up not making a bracha on that first one. So if there's no need to wait, then you shouldn't wait.
It's okay. You're yotzi, it's okay to do it. You missed it.
Now that's it. You missed it. So we'll, right?
No, the correct.
If a person did make the bracha after Kedek Dibur, there's a Taz which holds that you're yotze. Taz holds you can make the bracha even after Kedek Dibur, so you couldn't. Now you can't make the bracha anymore. I saw the lightning, I didn't respond. They say, oh, lightning, yeah, bracha, So, okay, now what? So the next one you see, you can't make a bracha, could be yotze, but could be you weren't yotze. So
you could wait for another crack and then do it the day before.
Correct. That's what you're in that situation. That's what you should do.
Okay.
Let's say a person saw the lightning and spoke. So he's Tehillah is four words. Four words said not like, you know, Speedy Gonzales, but they're forward. So you can get a word or two in. It's so techle deeper. You say what? You know. Then you make the bracha. Well, you spoke in between the lightning and the bracha. So Rabbi Asha said you would still make the bracha in that situation. It's not like the din of hefsik. It's a din of that it has to be that this goes back to that. But there's no halacha of hefsik. You can't interrupt between the lightning and the bracha. Okay.
Do you need to be standing to say?
No, it does not require standing. In a case where the cloud, where the spasar of him, again the same idea. If the storm ended, because sometimes what happens is the language is that the clouds have spread, spasar, they sort of, so that can mean incorrectly. So people can understand it to mean, well, it was really windy and like he's pushing the clouds to the side. No, that's still a storm out there. It means the storm passed, the sky's cleared up. And the clouds have scattered in that sense. They've scattered away, they're gone. If later on in the day you have a new storm comes, you make a new bracha. In other words, within one storm, you make the bracha once, we say you have in mind everything which is going to continue in that storm. It's like, I make a bracha, I'm getting my meal, I cover everything else in the meal. The meal's over. Right? I don't plan to cover my next meal later on in the day. I plan to cover this meal. So I plan to cover everything in this storm. The storm ends. It's gone. Later on in the day, now if it remains cloudy, so we still all, for our purposes, it stops raining, but then it starts raining again. It gets more stormy, but the clouds are still there the whole time. That's only one bracha.
So presumably if somebody went to sleep over the same storm, they would say a new bracha the next day.
Now, we postulate that you make a bracha the next day, even if you don't go to sleep, we postulate you make a bracha the next day. Right.
It's a new day.
Right. Let's say a person hears thunder or sees lightning during davening. So during Pesukah Zimra, you would interrupt and say a bracha. During Berachas Kriya Shema, you'd only make a bracha if that happens between the Ben HaProkim, between the different parts. During benching, so the Shulchan Aruch seems to indicate that you would not interrupt in the middle of benching.
Even between brachas.
Even between brachas. There's a Chazon Ish who says that you do. Say, Ben HaProkim, you would. Person went to bed, said a mapil, and then, I'm sure you've all had that experience, that you said a mapil, and then there's a thunder and a lightning. So you're not allowed to talk after a mapil. So, Chayotim says you could be mafsik in that situation. Mishabura is not so clear. Mishabura comes out in the case of a tzarech godel, of a very pressing need, you're allowed to speak. The question really boils down to, is the bracha of a mapil, which a person makes, is that a bracha on the bracha created sleep, or it's a bracha on sleep? So, we make a bracha on hamoitzi, and that's a wonderful thing. The Russian was much lechem in oritz, but I'm not making a bracha on the Russian's overall on hog. Right now, I'm making a bracha on this piece of bread, so I can't speak in between the two. We make a bracha on the concept, so I can speak in between. So, am I making a bracha on the concept of sleep, or the fact that I'm going to go to sleep tonight? In other words, if I don't fall asleep, that wasn't a bracha of atala.
Would it be any better to say Asher Yatzar? Is there more reason?
It's the same Shiloh by Asher Yatzar. So Mishabura seems to say you do not say Asher Yatzar, and so he would not make a bracha on thunder and lightning. But the Chayonim says you do say Asher Yatzar, you do say bracha on thunder and lightning. The nights that I know that I'm on call, that I might be getting a call in the night for Psaki, I don't say a mapil. You know, I'll say it happened to me once. You know, I said a mapil, and then I got a phone call which I had to respond to. It was a pressing end of life issue, Shiloh. You know. So when I know that that's the situation I'm dealing with, something like that, you know, it's imminent. So try avoid the Shiloh. Okay, there's one more. You make a bracha on earthquakes. So the bracha is my separation or shekachu rasam alei olam. Either one works. We assume if it's a strong earthquake, you say shekachu rasam alei olam, because that's you're stressing shekachu rasam alei olam. But even a slight tremor, the halacha is you make a bracha my separation. You have to say techle deeper of the tremor. So I remember the first time I experienced an earthquake. I didn't know what it was. There was only one guy in the yeshiva who knew what it was. He was from Mexico City. And he flew out of the building, and everybody else like saying, "What was that?" And then somebody says, "We should supposed to say a bracha." I said, "Well, not now. It's too late now. By the time we realize what it was, right?" If you would have multiple tremors one after the other, so if they come immediately one after the other, you make one bracha at the end. If they're not tkufas, so that's the same thing as like the thunder and lightning. One bracha covers the whole series of tremors. Okay.